You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
It's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up, and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can
survive. Boy can survive. We are surviving. Can survive. A big thank you to Paul Fromm, who had to leave during the break. Thank you very much, Paul. Didn't get a chance to thank him in person here. But arriving, as Paul departs, arriving here, our own intrepid George in Maryland. George, you're just in time to hear two callers from Maryland who will be coming up shortly. Thank you, George, for being with us.
Good to be here.
And we're very pleased to have Alan giving us words of wisdom from Chicago. Alan, carry on with your thought about Common Core as abuse.
I'll keep it short. Like I said, James, thanks to Laura in Michigan, I sent you a full 1950s BBC interview of him. It was over an hour. And then also another interview from 1958 with Aldous Huxley. Pretty informative, but I just wanted to quickly, I'll keep it short. As far as with Common Core, is as far as I know, this is a Bill Gates program, and he joined up with another group. And to me, I was through the military training, and I can see, I believe this is a weaponized program to really hurt Western civilization, because you are stunting children's ability. I mean, when it comes down to math is math. You cannot have 2 and 2 equal 3 or 5 or whatever. I mean, I really see the way they're hurting the children. You're a father. If somebody was teaching your children not to be able to think properly or add, or I mean, you're hurting their ability to function in society, and that's where I see I'm keeping this with Trump. You're seeing people, a lot of people can't think on the left critically, listen to what the man's thinking, and then like Mike Rivero says, use your intelligence and your brains to think for yourself and do some basic research on subjects. And I really think the Common Core is a weaponized program against Western society.
Beautifully said, Alan. I'll tell you what happened to me. I read the first problem in my daughter's Algebra 1 textbook. And by the way, it's not called Algebra 1. It's called, Core Concepts. Core Concepts. It's supposed to be Algebra 1. I read the first problem, and I read it again and again and again. I read it more than 10 times. I won't brag about my IQ, folks, but it's pretty darn high. I couldn't figure it out. I could not, and I got straight A's in math, algebra, and all that in high school and college. I could not figure it out. I still have not figured it out. And so I said to my daughter, I said, this is punishment. I can't imagine what it must be like for you. For me, I already understand algebra, so I can kind of reverse engineer what I think the question is supposed to be about. But I'm telling you, it was a word problem that was avoided mathematical symbols, and I could not figure out even what the question was. So you're right, it's weaponized because the effect on the brain, I could feel it in my brain. I could feel pressure building up. I could feel distress, anxiety. Am I losing my mind? And if you had to do 400 pages of this, that is abuse.
I'll just say one last thing. One of my best friends is a top engineer at a major corporation, and his daughter is about your daughter's age, and he works with her all the time. And I've heard this from other parents, and the number one, now you're a good involved parent. What I've heard from a lot of parents is, you are trying to look at your child's lesson, and they are so screwed up that they cannot interact and help with their children, and the children are just helpless to listen to the system, not to their parents. The parents cannot help them. with these problems because the parents cannot interpret what is on those books. It's just totally breaking down the parent-child because they don't want the children interacting with their parents on anything. So this totally takes the parents out. Most parents just get frustrated and say, you're on your own. Just whatever you got to do, do it. And that's terrible.
Yes. Alan, you are so on this. Folks, Alan has nailed the most important point of that weaponization. Break the child-parent bond. It's exactly what they've done. Because I am able to spend the time to really go over, you know, what's being taught with my kids at school. But a lot of parents have more harried lives than mine, or might have more kids than I have, and they just can't do it. And so they have to throw up their hands. And what the kids do, I've seen this, Alan, is the kids wrongly conclude that mom and dad are out of it, that they don't get it. When in fact their parents were A students in the subject in question and understand it very well and would be wonderful helpers on the subject. But yeah, the book, and here's the solution, folks. What you have to do is it's a lot of work. In the case of my daughter's Algebra 1, I'm going to make sure she gets an A, and I'm going to make sure she really understands Algebra 1 when she's done with this semester. So I went out and bought the best book. Here I have it. I brought it up on my screen. It's by Forster. It's entitled Prentice Hall Classics, Algebra 1. What's Forster's first name? Paul Forster. Great, great teacher. Wonderful book. I previewed it online. Very well written. So I'm going to walk her through the real Algebra 1 parallel to the nonsense Common Core book that she has to use so that she will be ahead of the Common Core and will not be confused. And she and I together through the semester can laugh at the idiocy of her Common Core book instead of having that break of the parent-child bond, Alan. You nailed that one.
Well, one last quick thing, and I'll get off of this and let you go on the next one. The other implement of this is it's a Breitbart story from a couple of days ago, and then there's a current one now. Also, in California, this happened. A little 5-year-old girl went back to school this year, and there was a boy she knew, and she called him by his name for what she remembered. Well, now supposedly the child is transitioning, and he goes by a girl's name. They suspended the girl, brought her in, did a full investigation for hours on her that she's hateful, and brought the parents in. Now there's another article with Breitbart. There's a new clothing store that's taking away the boy and girl monikers on there. You take Common Core along with screwing with a child's identity as a boy or girl, and some of these girls are the thing with the girl was she was afraid that she might be becoming a boy, and she didn't know. So anyway, I'm just saying you combine those two, and it's really weaponized against our youth.
Yes. Alan, perfect. That was the key point, actually dividing. Two points, driving the kids nutty by really interfering with their thought processes, and then also breaking the bond with your parent who, that's perfect. And this is a story we ought to follow. I'll be following it, folks, because I've got one who's just starting in kindergarten and one who's just starting in seventh grade. So I've got a pretty good span there. And you out there in our audience, tell us what's going on in your grades with your kids and how they're weaponizing education to dumb down, to destroy our thought processes, to make us, you mentioned that Aldous Huxley. It's funny how your thinking and mine are going, Alan. During the break, I was watching that very Aldous Huxley clip that you just sent me. I was watching it myself just on my own. And he talks about, he said, what's the basis of democracy? It's an informed public that makes rational decisions about their informed, rational self-interest. And he was making the point that he wasn't talking about Common Core, but Common Core is destroying that ability to think rationally.
Well, I just like to thank you, and I also really appreciate when Laura comes on. She has so much wisdom, And God bless your audience, and hello to George, and I'm going to yield now. You got some great other callers coming
up.
Alan,
before
you
go, for great discussion, a homework assignment for all of us, you know, not only is education evil and Marxist and, you know, try to teach kids how to do the new math, which is how to never be able to understand it. Now, schools of all stripes make the kids, everything's internet-based, and they record all the answers and everything they do, like, from second grade. So the poor second grader, everything the poor kid does for 188 days during the school year is recorded in third grade, in fourth grade, in fifth grade. I didn't have to record anything when I was going to school in the 60s. So I want to hear from RBN types as the week goes on or next Sunday if you can corroborate the fact that now every kid in a school has that albatross around their neck going, we're recording everything you do. And if you resist the way we teach you how to non-do math and your dad or mom tells you how to really do it and you actually put it on a piece of paper, we're going to go, aha, you are insubordinate and you're not doing it our way. So I want to hear from the RBN folks because I hear it from my family all the time going, they turn our kids into little slaves, into little snitches, and they record everything and they use it against the parents.
Well, George, my answer to that was there's some great young youth that have turned the tables on the teachers and have recorded these Marxist crazy teachers and gotten them fired because the parents get aware of what they're teaching and telling their children. So it goes both ways, George.
Well, I like that because, you know, schools are unusable. I mean,
yes, sir.
You know, I live in town X. When I was growing up, there were 9 elementary schools. Now there's only 6 because there's fewer kids. But every single one of them, well, there used to be 9 very good, very white public schools. Now there are 6 all black, not very good schools. And every white kid in this town, except maybe 5%, goes to something else. He goes to private school, goes to Catholic school. He goes to the Jewish school, anything, Montessori, anything he can do. We can't use the schools at all in town X because they are so bloody Marxist. No one can even send the kid to the school. So it is open trench warfare against white children in the school.
And George, just Alan, add up the tuition cost of all that private schooling for all those kids in all those years and then calculate how much wealth was drained out of our people by this totally unnecessary.
Now, a whole lots of money, James, and I call for reparations.
Yeah.
How many untold billions have we had to fork over just to protect our kids from, well, you know what? That's a lot of money.
What's worse is if you're paying for your children's private school, your property taxes and sales taxes are paying for the other schools, the public schools.
Yeah, you're all over
too.
That. My property taxes are sky freaking high, and what am I paying for? The 8 Marxist schools and probably 300 more of them in County X. They're Marxist to the core, and boy, are they anti-white. They hate our children.
Yeah, that's...
Well, on that note, I'm going to get off, gentlemen, and let the next person in line get on. Thank you so much. And I'll get back with you, George, on next Sunday with that report.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, thank you, Alan, as always. Boy, 2 great calls in a row there. Our worst call ever from Kevin. Kevin, shame on you. Followed by 2 of the best calls we've ever had from Dan in Hawaii and Alan in Chicago. Let us go now to Maryland, starting with Melissa. Melissa, I hope you're still there. Okay, Melissa's gone. Spencer in Maryland, you're on the air.
Hi, how's it going, Mike? I was just, hello?
Yes, you're speaking with James here in North Dakota and George in Maryland.
Oh, sorry about that, James. Yeah, hello. So I was just, I completely agree with the other guy. He was saying that all these public schools are turning into, like, pretty much just full of black kids. Like, I mean, I don't want, like, I'm a white man, right? I don't want my kid to go to some goddamn nigger school.
Wait a minute.
Not on this show.
Spencer, bye-bye.
Bye, Spencer.
Now, folks, when we get a call like that, you know, someday, you know, when you have a radio show, you'll think through these things, and you probably already figured it out already. You don't know with a call like that, is this person, what's going on with this person? Now, in many cases, a person who makes a call like that is a plant. That is, they are someone who hates the show or hates our cause or hates you and is purposely trying to make us look bad.
And occasionally they're even paid to do it.
Yes. Yeah, like Soros is we now learn, is paying, I think, is it $15 an hour? He's paying people to show up and riot, to break things, to hurt people. And I'm sure, and Obama's got this huge network going now with apparently thousands of people in it who are training per the Saul Alinsky handbook. What's it called? I forgot the name of it. Some kind of a handbook for revolutionaries or something like that, on how to make your life miserable. How to destroy your world. That's really what they're taught to do. So that caller could be one of those people. And then there are other categories. You know, it could be just a person with personality problems. Who knows?
And but it's called Rules for Radicals.
Rules for Radicals. There you go. And by the way, on past and present and any future vulgar calls, I apologize in advance.
I apologize to Donald Trump. You folks are listening in. That's not us screaming all these epithets.
Yeah, exactly.
We're patriots and not crazies.
And we get them off as fast as we can. The engineer is doing the same thing. We got an engineer who has the finger on the button. He's the only one that can turn them off. But George and I can jump up and down and wave our arms, and Paul, and then the engineer kicks in. And so we get it off as quickly as we can. And we know that, as Mike Rivera says, you are among the most intelligent audience in the world, so you will understand. And by the way, Melissa in Maryland, if we can get you back, you're welcome to come back in.
I agree. Melissa, please call us back. Spencer, you got the wrong network.
And the board's lighting up here. We've got Tom in Florida next, and then Joel in Wisconsin. Tom, you're on the air.
Yes, hello, James. Can you hear me?
Yeah, Tom, what's hello? On your mind?
Yeah, hey, good afternoon to y'all, you gentlemen. Yeah, that was definitely a plant. I believe when you, James, you're right on the money like you always are. And George, this is a Soros type plant. That guy, the last caller, is probably being paid $1,800, $1,900. I was an Ocala rally for Trump. I remember I told you, James, I was at a Trump rally in Ocala before he became president, and they were paying these people $1,800 to protest.
Wow. And,
yeah, they were paying a big money, and I asked, and they had a guy, a signs out there saying "resist, hate, resist." And I said, "What is that actually supposed to mean?" And the guy says, "Don't worry about it. I'm getting paid for it." That's exactly what the guy told me: "Resist, hate, resist."
Oh man, yeah, you know.
But James,
go ahead.
Yeah, what I want to talk about now. I'll let you talk for a second. But I want to talk about. I watched this guy, the protesters in Berkeley, getting beat up by these guys with They had the black facial things on their face and the headbands and all that. They would not allow any white or the right guys to wear that. But these leftists, the police allowed this, James. The police force in San Francisco and Berkeley are allowing these white males and females to get beat up up there for Donald Trump. That's all there is to it. And they should be sued. CNN should be sued for what they're promoting, called 63 million people racist. With these communist news network stations, the Bolsheviks are doing. It's disgusting, James, and you know that. And now, when a Klan goes to have a rally like they had a permit for, the cops even allowed that to happen when the guy with the car. That was the police in Virginia allowing that to happen leftist, anti-leftists to beat those white people up.
Well, someone in the audience may be able to help my memory. I heard a legal concept just this week. Someone, I think it might have been Tucker Carlson or... might have been Tucker Carlson, met one of the Fox hosts, used a legal term that refers to the legal obligation of police to not, it's kind of a complex concept here, a legal obligation of police not to allow somebody to get hurt when they could easily prevent that. There's a term for it. It's a two-word term. I'll see if I can dig it up.
Hang on, James. I got something else I want to say, James. I got something else I want to...
Tom, you're not going anywhere. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first. Our highways and bridges are falling apart. Who's blessed and who has been cursed? There's things to be done all over the world, but let's rebuild America first.
Let's rebuild America first. And I educated myself here a little bit during the break. Tom is there in Florida with us. And Tom, I looked up the obligation of police to protect, and it actually looks as if there are Supreme Court decisions and other things in which, under most circumstances, the police are not obligated to protect citizens. And but I'm looking here at policemag.com, a police website, and they say there is such a thing, however, as liability for failure to protect. And it says, as a police officer, you can be sued for failing to prevent an injury in certain circumstances. So I'll explore that later. I don't want to do it on the air with you now, but I'm educating myself. You'll hear that happen a lot on this show. I hope it's happening for you in the audience there. I learn a lot from this show. Tom, what is your next thought?
Yeah, James, also, you know, they've taken Stormfront down and Prison Planet. They want to try to take that down. And I'm wondering how come they haven't taken CNN down, and how come they haven't taken CBS down, the Communist Broadcasting System, and the CNN, the Communist News Network, or Clinton News Network. They want to take Stormfront and Prison Planet down, but they haven't taken these major networks down or are promoting hate against white Anglos, especially the males. It's disgusting.
Well, what's called war, Tom? Tom, you know, what we are in is a war. You know, Alex yes. Jones has right. It's info wars. It really is a war. You know, the other side doesn't have any, you know, there are no rules for them. So they will do what they can. Now, our hope for, you know, the internet is our life, is our lifeline. So thank goodness that with Donald Trump at the helm for 8 years, we should have an excellent Federal Communications Commission, FCC. Donald Trump should expect that he will make some excellent appointments to the Federal Communications Commission, and they, we can then hope, will make strong decisions about our freedom of speech on the internet, strong decisions that prevent private companies, this has been one of the problems, private companies from cutting off a website. I've experienced, for instance, GoDaddy can simply send you a letter and say, we don't want to host your website anymore. Go away. They have the power to do that as a private company. But it would be nice if there is, if there is some layer of protection similar to what we have in the realm of telephony, where the FCC made a very important decision decades ago in which they determined that your right to a telephonic connection via AT&T or Bell Telephone was in fact a public right, not a private contractual arrangement between you and a company that the company could terminate at will. So we will. It's an area of balance, Tom, where we will find a way that we can keep our websites up. The other method of keeping something alive, of course, in a war is just brute force. And by that, I don't mean stupid actions. I mean the power of numbers. So that if there are millions of patriots, and this is what the Donald Trump revolution represents, Donald Trump got the votes of 63 million great people. Now, those 63 million people, can our enemies just step on 63 million people? For instance, Breitbart is a website very popular to those 63 million people. Are our enemies going to pull a fast one on Breitbart and incur the wrath? Here's where brute force comes in. Of 63 million angry patriots, I don't think they are. Because those 63 million patriots have the brute force power to crush economically, that's what I'm talking about, to economically crush somebody who would try to destroy Breitbart. Now, we may not be so effective. Yeah, go ahead, Tom.
I believe it's more than 63 million, but yes, well, you're right on the money, everything you say. But one more thing I got to say, and I'll let you, I know you got other callers. OA1 had a great documentary. I don't know if you heard about it. It was on last night for an hour. It was about what's going on in the Middle East with the Christians being murdered left and right, and nobody's really stepping in now. Until Trump came in. The Christians are being slaughtered left and right all over the Middle East. And that documentary is so powerful that I don't see any other network would carry it all except OA1. You have to watch that documentary.
Okay, OA1. All right, we will go for that. Tom, thank you as always. We will next, after this break, have Joel in Wisconsin. Stay tuned.
The best of the free
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, They understand exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540.
Welcome back, folks, all you politically incorrect folks. And, you know, one of the nice things about the Trump era, as George has dubbed it, is that we're not so politically incorrect in the Trump era. We're right in line with our president. And it's our enemies who are now out of line with the man who is in the top position. So how does it feel to not be such an outsider? It's wonderful.
I'm really glad you mentioned that, James. It counteracts at least a handful of people on our side who gave up on Donald Trump 3 months ago and wrote things like he's nothing but a snake oil salesman. I tell you what, that's crap. Donald Trump is not a snake oil salesman. He's every bit the patriot we thought and more. And if you can't get behind him, I would say drop out of the discussion altogether.
Well, our faith in the man has been rewarded. He has been wonderful, and but we'll still call ourselves politically incorrect, just out of habit. And Joel in Wisconsin, I'm sure you're politically incorrect. What's on your mind? Come in, Joel.
Huh?
What? Hello,
yes,
Joel.
Come in. Go ahead.
Howdy. George mentioned that when he was young that they weren't recording everything he said in school. And I would just like to... I think they were recording some of the things you did because in eighth grade, this might be 64 or 65, I was in eighth grade, and I think it was social studies class. They were asking questions, and one of the questions were, what do you want to be when you become an adult? And I thought about it, and I thought, well, I don't know. I'm only 13, 14 years old, so I didn't answer the question. The more I thought about it, I thought, I don't know. So then the teacher didn't like that I didn't answer it and said, you have to answer that. I says, well, you know, I don't know. I'm pretty young. I've changed my mind. They said, well, it doesn't make any difference. Put down anything. I said, well, if it doesn't matter, then why do I have to answer it? And so finally, after a few minutes, I said, okay, I want to be a bum. But my point is, I think they were recording that, and so they could use it, you know, they just get a profile on you way back then. That was my point.
Well, those social engineers, you know, those wonderful social engineers, they just can't stop meddling and so on.
Well, they've been at it for a long time, and I believe your anecdote, but... You know, 1969, in my school days, I tell you what, you weren't talking into a microphone. You didn't have a computer on your desk. It was such a different world, we can't even talk about it. And what gets me now is everything is recorded.
Right.
It's disgusting. You don't even get a blue exam book anymore.
Yeah, that's the thing. You know, you younger folks out there listening to George's voice, visualize this for a moment. Put yourself in George's shoes or mine or Paul's or probably Joel's in Wisconsin. And that is when we went to school, pencil, paper, no computers. The computer hadn't been invented, boys and girls. Hadn't been in Bardeen and Shockley hadn't finished their work. The internet did not exist. You had books, you had paper, you had pencils, and then you had manual typewriters, but those were not, you didn't do your work in the type, you took typing in the seventh grade, but nothing, when did they start requiring anything to be typed? I don't know that they ever did. Pencil or pen and paper got you all the way through the 12th grade, and the, you know, just think about that. If you're a younger person and you're on the computer like 6 or 8 hours a day and so on, et cetera. And then ask yourself, do George and Paul and Kelso seem pretty smart? They seem to know what they're doing. Are they retarded because they didn't have access to all these other things? No, we're not. It works very well.
See, on the way around, I wish I could make a fortune by offering a school that says, we do it the traditional way. You check your bloody computer at the door and you come in and we teach you with pencil, paper, and books and real teaching.
Yeah.
And why do you think that homeschoolers usually outscore the average
person? You're all over it. Thank God for the homeschool movement. And, you know, 90% of it is, you know, come to my home, you know, get together with some homeschoolers and we do interesting things like we use pencils and paper and typewriters. And, you know, we don't stick a computer in the kid's face when he's 7 years old and say, hey, get to work.
That's another exciting thing to talk about on this show, and I'm getting more interested in it as in my own case. Homeschooling looks like there's so many good things to say about homeschooling. It represents so many powerful ideas. Now, and get this, I was looking, you know, trying to figure out how to get around my daughter's Common Core algebra class, and I looked over across the river here in Minnesota. They've actually got online a homeschooler curriculum. I don't know if it's any good, But in Minnesota, they're recognizing that homeschooling is so common, so widespread, that there's actually a state-sponsored homeschooling curriculum, and there's a lot of exciting things. But what's really wonderful about homeschooling, folks, is this, is that it is an absolute defiance of the idea that the government owns your children. If you have the right to teach your kids at home, that is such a powerful thing. Then you are the parent of your children. I was about to say you own your children. You don't want the kids to hear that. You are the parent of your child, and the government is not. That is, I don't know if homeschooling is a strictly American homegrown phenomenon. I'll bet it is. I'll bet we invented homeschooling right here in America, and I'll bet you in a lot of European countries it's just assumed that your kid, it's probably like a crime if your kid does not go to the government school.
Being a homeschooler these days, you have a target on your back, believe me. Every single day, you know, the Pinks of the world, they stay awake all night. How can we crush homeschool?
Yeah. But now, here's another encouraging thing, pardon me, Joel, another encouraging thing about homeschooling is it appears, again, at my just a cursory survey of the scene, that homeschool kids are performing really well on SATs and ACTs, that they are really good scorers, and that some of them, like, leap ahead, are able to get into the university, at really surprising early ages. Not that that's a great idea, but it turns out that homeschoolers are getting a lot of academic recognition and doing very well. So they're not being, this is another piece of good news, they're not being excluded from admission to universities. If they can do well on the SATs, the schools, the universities, the colleges will respect that and admit them. So that's another hopeful sign for patriot parents out there. Joel, go ahead. You were saying something.
Yes, I can't wait to see what happens after you teach your daughter how to do algebra the old way, because that just may put a target on her back. I can't wait to see that.
Well,
it's still worth it. I'm not, it's definitely worth it.
Yeah. Yeah, go ahead, Joel.
Okay.
No, I apologize. Go ahead.
What is your IQ?
Sure.
Pretty high.
I'll give you a ballpark number. I'll give you a ballpark number, 150. I'm a member of Mensa.
Okay. Just checking. I'm about 1 point above average, so.
Well,
that's all I have.
Okay. And by the way, IQ, it's the important thing is not what I don't know. What's a good analogy here? IQ is just speed in solving problems. The key for all of us, of course, the real measure of intelligence is what you do with what you've got. Are you going in the right direction? I mean, if you have a really high IQ or a lot of talent, and then you apply it to going backwards, and that happens to a lot of very intelligent people. They are able to fool themselves. They think they're so smart that they can't possibly be wrong, so they go off into some really crazy activities.
With geniuses.
Yeah,
I don't really know. I don't really know what mine is, and I don't really know what average is. I just said that because I don't think I've ever been tested, but that's what I assume. I think I'm about average. Okay, that's all I got.
Well, thank you, Joel. And
thank you, Joel. Yeah.
And I like what Mike Rivero says about this audience. This is one of the most intelligent audiences in the world. Mike Rivero got that right. Let me just look here at my board here. It looks like we have open lines. So anybody who wants to call in, you can call in. We had a flurry of calls there. George, let's think of a way to take this show here. We've got just a little bit of time left. So I kind of maybe want to do a recap or round it out somehow.
Well, let me interject
about
hurricanes, James.
Yep.
Harvey's gone. Irma is taking aim at the East Coast. And we have what's called 10-day track error. So at 6 o'clock this morning, the storm was pointing. Landfall could be anywhere from Halifax to Miami. But anyway, it's looking more and more like it's pointed at the middle Atlantic coast.
Okay.
And it keeps flattening and flattening. Wouldn't be surprised if we, in a couple days, it's headed for the Gulf of Mexico. But anyway, no rest for the weary. Another big old hurricane is coming, and it's going to hit somebody.
Okay. All right. A good warning there. And I'm just glancing here. You know, I might just check President Trump's tweets, because he's been tweeting away today. And so I just go to Twitter, and then I see Twitter real. Oh, we got Mitzi in Florida. Mitzi, you're on the air.
Hey, good afternoon. Great discussion today about schools. The public school has been on the attack. The American public school used to be really excellent. And, you know, we're blaming teachers. Really good teachers are leaving the profession. They don't stay. Anybody who's really wants to teach and is very academic and wants to have order in their classroom, they're leaving because there's no discipline. They don't get support. And it really all comes from the fact that Jimmy Carter, you know, started a Department of Education, and the federal government became involved, and they micromanage everything. And the states have adopted all the same laws. So the teachers are micromanaged. It's not just all the teachers. They have been conquered. They have been taken over just like every other institution. It's not just education, but the medical people, nurses, doctors are leaving the profession because they don't have any autonomy. So it's really the whole thing is to just centralize everything, take everything away, any kind of personal responsibility or independence. And it's not in all these charter schools, everything, even the public school, it's not about training students to learn or to think. It's about training them to be obedient. The corporations really want to take over the schools through the charter school. They should be called retail schools, retail charters. They're taking, and they're stealing millions of dollars from the public taxpayer. Gulen, who is a radical Islamic guy from Turkey, he has opened 150 charter schools in the United States. Now, it's even a threat to our democracy. Are they teaching kids about civics? Young people, they don't even know anybody. They think Judge Judy on TV is a Supreme Court justice. So our schools are in trouble for lots of reasons.
Now, Mitzi,
the unions and the teachers. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, Mitzi, I wish I had it right at hand here, but the memorandum from Donald Trump and the executive order, there was a combination of such things to his education department that Donald Trump issued early on in his presidency. These were just poetry. These were wonderful. And they included language, folks, that was so comprehensive. It said, I am ordering everybody in my education department, the federal, all you people, you all work for me. Knock it off on interfering in local schools. I'm paraphrasing what he said, obviously. But he said, knock it off. The local schools are to be run locally. You are not their supervisor. You're not their instructor. You're nothing. And leave them alone. This was wonderful from Donald Trump. And that's operative. It didn't get mentioned by the mass media. It's as if it never happened to the public. But let me tell you, to those bureaucrats that were given that order, and it must be showing up at the school board local level, it must be showing up where they're realizing, oh, we run our school now, and we don't have to kowtow or, crawl in front of a federal Department of Education that's handing out money and goodies to us. Go ahead, Mitzi.
Okay, let me just say this. First of all, the federal government mandates a lot, and they don't really fund the schools, give that much money. Most of the school is paid for at the local property, at the local level.
Yeah, and Trump forbade that.
Right, okay.
Trump said, knock it off.
I'm a fan of Trump. I love Trump. But Trump can say that, but there are all of these laws that Congress has passed that are in play right now that do micromanage the schools. And let me tell you, I go to school board meetings all the time. School board members really, they don't know anything. I mean, they really don't. And, you know, you really need local control, and you need smart people. In Florida, for example, the school board members are paid to serve. Up north, they're not. They get elected, and it's service. But in Florida, a school board member makes about the beginning teacher's salary for a part-time job. And they probably wouldn't get anybody. But it's a stepping stone to become a state legislator. And a lot of these school board members are funded by charter school companies in their campaigns. So they will, when a charter school applies to open a charter school in that district, they'll vote for it. Corporations are
running. Yeah. Well, hang on, folks. We got one more segment. Mitzi, if you'd like, you can hang on through the break. And then we'll come back with you and Tom in Utah before we close the show. See you at the other
side. Nutramedical's Calm Mind supports a relaxed mood and helps to support your brain neurotransmitter, helps lower blood pressure, helps to make you feel calm all day long, and helps to make it easier to go to sleep. Calm Mind contains GABA. It also contains xanthine and L-theanine, an amino acid from green tea. And it contains myo-inositol, a special B vitamin. Because it's such high quality, it works amazingly for anxiety, panic attack, and for depression. Get Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. The special studies that have been done on Calm Mind show that it helps to stabilize the neurons in the brain, lower the autonomic nervous system that raises blood pressure, and it helps to support normal calming activity throughout the body. That means you're going to have much higher energy level, much more stable mood, be able to tolerate stress better, and it helps to stabilize blood sugar as well. So order Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We're back, folks. Thanks for tuning us in. Mitzi, a last thought from you, if you're still there.
Yes, I'm just there. You know, one of the I love Trump, but I think that, you know, the one person that he put, Betsy DeVos, in charge of the Department of Education, to me is a total disaster. She supports retail charter schools. In Detroit, most of them are just awful. She's one of the elites who supports training students for obedience. She views education as an industry. And, you know, her agenda and the agenda of, you know, a lot of people is the destruction of public education and the corporate takeover and control of educating the nation. And they, corporations only care about profits, not stockholders. Yeah. And their stockholders, not students.
Oh,
and I'll
yeah.
just,
no, we
now,
have.
Since you want to do yeah. homeschool and you're online, they're not all good. Florida has a virtual school. There's nothing that takes the place of a great teacher. And what we're doing, we're trying to make education cheap and put kids on computers. It's not, for some kids, it is a disaster. But I will give you something. Go to YouTube and go to Your Math Teacher, and there's a guy who's created videos on every on all the algebra, and he's great. Your daughter can watch him. You can watch him, and she'll
yes.
learn it. They even have a course you can sign up. But some of them are not good. And you really have to be careful. And a lot of public schools are not any good because they're throwing the kids on computer programs in reading and in math. And everything yeah. they do is recorded. And, you know, some kids can't learn that way. And really, they right. can't. So it's, you know, education's a mess because deliberate destruction for decades. And really
yeah.
good people don't go into become teachers anymore because it's not a good job at all.
What I liked about the Trump memorandum and executive orders is he was ordering people like Betsy DeVos. We haven't heard much from her, but and I can tell you're not a big fan of hers. I guess I'm probably not either.
Not a fan of Betsy. She was in Tallahassee last week, and she just visited all the private schools. And she never taught a day in her life. She's never been a principal. It, you know, I just can't, you know. That's like putting.
Well, there we're
going to.
Yeah. I like
terrible.
What. There are going to be some appointments that are not going to be so hot. That's just baked in the cake. It's going to happen. So she might be one of those. But the great thing, my great faith is in Donald Trump himself and his order to Betsy DeVos and to everybody in the education department is back off of the local schools. And they are sovereign. The local school runs itself. And
He's right about that. I agree with you. And that was a great statement. But what I said earlier, Congress has already codified the right of the federal government and the Department of Education to interfere. And Betsy DeVos, when she was being, you know, going through the committees, she knew nothing about all these laws and rules that are already on the books.
Well, yeah,
Congress needs
Trump,
to repeal them. They just like repeal Obamacare. They have to repeal so many other laws that impact education.
The Department of Education works for Donald Trump, not Congress, and he's given them their orders. Boy, we've run out of time. Tom in Utah, we'll give you a rain check. Mitzi, thank you for calling as always. George, thanks, and we'll see you all Monday night. So long.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines.
I know I've got you excited. So take a breath, head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.